tune by Johnny Bunn called I'll Step Aside.
And you were news director what year here?
Well, I worked from 77 to 81 as a producer, and then I came back in 87.
Were you the person that was kind of making those decisions of what got to go on air, how local to cover things?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And that was changed by events. When I first started, we had one station, and then KRFA came on the air and KFAE in the Tri-Cities, and that had an enormous impact on how you did news. When it was just one local station in Pullman, Washington, no translators, nothing else, we could cover the Pullman City Council, the school board, and we had a flock of students who wanted to do that. We did live broadcasts every year from the Whitman County Fair. You never knew when the mic opened whether you were going to hear a chicken or a cow. But anyway, so it was an intensely local news presentation. And then when we got the station in the Tri-Cities and the station in Moscow, then all of a sudden your priorities had to change because you couldn't cover all the stuff you've been covering in Pullman and then turn around and cover it in Moscow and cover it in the Tri-Cities because you couldn't come up with enough bodies. And you really couldn't come up with enough airtime.
As news director here, how did you go about deciding what was important to fit in that limited airtime?
It was, in my case, far more intuitive than analytical. We knew that environmental issues were important, economic issues were important, education issues were important, or you get incredible amounts of information that come into your news organization. People are always begging for coverage of one thing or another. You get sent hundreds of press releases. So there were lots of things coming into the station, and you would say, okay, here's an important national story. How do we regionalize that? How is that story playing out here? And then a lot of it has to do, can you get somebody where that story is? You know, there was always this push-pull with money, too.
Mm-hmm.
News is incredibly expensive because you have to hire people. Mm-hmm. How much travel money do you have? Can you send somebody somewhere for a couple of days? Do you have somebody to cover their shift if they're not there? But it doesn't diminish how important it is to have the resources to do the local news. No one else is covering it. You used to be able to say, well, you know, if we don't get to it, the commercial stations will do it or the newspapers will do it. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like an excuse, but there were options.
Mm-hmm.
And now there are not options. The newspapers are desperately struggling to hire reporters and they're understaffed. And really, the public radio is the only place left as a resource for good news and news that isn't immediately beholden to an advertiser.
Another thing that I did want to ask you about is just like what you think the biggest difference in how the news is delivered from when you were working in news till now when you're an audience member.
I think overall the quality of the journalism on the radio now is probably as good as it has ever been.
Really?
There's not as much mm-hmm. as there used to be. It makes the individual stories stand out a little more. I think it is also much more complicated now because we only had to do radio. We didn't have to maintain a Twitter feed. We don't have to maintain a Facebook presence. We don't have to worry about shooting video and of all of the other ways in which you reach your audience now that we weren't burdened with at mm-hmm. the time. And I think that makes the job of being a reporter and a news director much more difficult and much more time-consuming. And time is something you normally don't have.